Hey, sorry, I was a little bit late today.
对不起，我今天有点晚。
Such a hot day.
非常热。
I'm glad to make it here.
非常高兴来到这里。
Last Sunday was Father's Day.
上个礼拜是父亲节。
And I don't know, you know, if you have opportunity to go to some Chinese church, usually on Father's Day or Mother's Day, there are some special program, right?
我想你有机会去中国的教会，在母亲节、父亲节呢，有一些特别的庆祝活动。
So I don't know whether the children actually last week put up a good show for you.
我不知道你们的孩子们给你们有没有一个好的这个演出。
That's okay, because I have a play for you today.
没有关系，我今天呢会给你们有一个舞台剧。
So this sermon is actually more like a play.
这篇讲道呢很像一个舞台的剧。
So I want you to think about going to a play and not so much of hearing a story.
而如果你去看一个舞台剧，
就是说我要你想象你在去看一个舞台剧。
我要让你想象去看一个舞台剧。
不是在那听一个故事。OK?
不光是一个故事。
Yeah. So let's start by reading the text.
让我们先来读圣经。
OK, how about we read it in Chinese first and then, you know.
我们先来读中文。我们翻到马可福音第九章。
The text is Mark chapter 9, verse 1 to 12, I think.
我们翻到马可福音的第九章。我们读第一节到十二节，十三节。OK。好，我们先读中文部分。我们一起读。耶稣又对他们说：“我实在告诉你们，站在这里的，有人在没尝死味以前，必要看见人的国大有能力临到。”过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰慢慢地上了高山，就在他们面前见了景象，衣服放光，极其洁白，地上脚步的没有一个能跳得上来。突然有以利亚从河西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话。彼得对耶稣说：“拉比，我们在这里真好，可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”彼得不知道说什么才好，因为他甚是害怕，心里多虑。也有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，你们要听他。”门徒突然周围一看，不再见一人，只见耶稣同他们在那里。下山的时候，耶稣吩咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。”门徒将这话存在心里，彼此议论：“从死里复活是什么意思？”他们就问耶稣说：“人是为什么和以利亚比先来？”耶稣说：“以利亚固然先来，复兴万事。经上不是指着人民说，他要受许多的苦，被人轻慢吗？我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了，他们也乐意待他，正如经上所指着他的话。”
Okay, let's read this in English. One, two, three. And he said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power." And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. And his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they have seen, until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. And they asked him, "Why do the scribes say that the first Elijah must come?" And he said to them, "Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man, that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt. But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." So the sermon today is called Kingdom Theater, Transfiguration.
今天的讲道呢是天国剧场，登山变相。
Let's pray. Our Father in heaven,
我们在天的父,
this story is about you.
这故事是关于你的,
this story is about your kingdom.
这故事关于你的国度,
it's about your kingdom coming from heaven to earth.
是关于你的国度从天降临,
this story is about you, Jesus.
这个故事是关于你, 耶稣基督,
Jesus is the King of the kingdom.
耶稣基督是天国的君王,
and he, through his transfiguration, is revealing himself to his disciples.
而他登山变相, 把他自己彰显给他的门徒,
but his disciples do not understand.
而门徒却不明白,
they are clueless.
什么都不懂, 什么都不懂,
but today we pray that your spirit will be with us.
我们今天祷告你的圣灵降临,
that we will not be like the disciples.
我们不像门徒一样,
that we will understand. We'll understand who you are and what you have come to do. Because this is wisdom from heaven. This is not a human wisdom. This is not a story written by some wise guy. It is written by you. And help us to know Jesus. And to receive from him what he has come to do.
让我们接受他,
and we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告,
Amen. So just like I told you, today I'm going to show you a play.
就像我讲的, 我今天会授给你一个,
this play is very simple. How many people are there in this play?
这个剧本里有多少人呢?
6, 1, 2, 3. Okay.
6个人。
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And this play actually has one leading actor, two supporting actors, and three extras.
这个剧里面呢, 有一个主角, 两个配角和三个临时。
Alright, so who is the leading actor?
谁是主角呢?
Jesus. That's easy. Who are the supporting actors?
谁是配角呢?
Huh? Moses and Elijah. Yes. And who are the three extras?
临时演员三个是谁呢?
The Peter, James, and John.
彼得,
so I want to tell you that these three guys are absolutely useless. Don't even look at them.
我告诉你他们三个呢,
now just like any play,
就像每一个戏,
the story is the story develops around the actors and supporting actors.
正像每一个剧呢, 它都是有一些主角, 配角和临时,
if you want to understand the story, you want to know their relationships.
如果你明白这个关系呢, 就明白这个,
I don't know whether you're into watching some Asian TV dramas.
一些亚洲的这个,
you know, this is like a Korean TV drama. You see how complicated the relationship chart is?
韩国的这个电视剧, 你知道他们的关系吗?
Now, thankfully, our play today has a very simple relationship chart.
我们今天呢, 有一个非常简单的这个关系的图表。
All you care is these three people. What's the relationship of Moses to Jesus? What's the relationship of Elijah to Jesus?
我们要看摩西和耶稣是什么关系, 或以利亚和耶稣是什么关系。
If you figure out this relationship, then you know the story.
如果你能够明白这个关系呢, 你就能够明白这个故事。
Alright, let's move on.
让我们继续看。
So this is a stage, this is a play. So the play will have background, costumes, stage props, and sound effects.
这个舞台剧里呢，我们看到有背景、有服装、有道具和音响。
So you imagine your kids, you know, there are six kids, and you want to put up a play for them about transfiguration, what it will look like?
啊，如果有四个六个孩子
对，
六个孩子呢，他们在演剧，那你看他们会有些什么呢
？So what's the background?
什么是背景呢
？If I ask you, what you have to put a background to this play, what that background will be?
啊，有一个剧的话，你必须要有一个背景。
Sun, yes. High mountain, 高山
高山
Right? So what costume, what special costume you need to have?
啊，服装是什么呢？
白衣服 yeah. It has to be white and radiant. It's not just white. It has to be, you know, radiantly bright clothes.
洁白的衣服放光
Yeah, yeah. You have to go to the best cleaner, okay, and get it. What about stage prop? What kind of prop, you know, other than the background, we need a prop.That move on the playground, you know, background. What is that? Yes, yes, the cloud.
是云彩
云彩 The cloud is very important. You need to have a cloud. You remember in the story, there's a cloud. And finally, you have a sound effect. What sound effect you need?
音响效果是什么呢？
The voice of God, you see?
上帝的声音
And that there are actually seven people in this play, but one people never show his face, right?
实际上呢，有七个人，有一个人从来没有显示他。
And that person is God. And but God spoke something very important. He said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him."
啊，这个神说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
So I want you to think about this. This is a special effect that need to be a boom. You know, a sound is not like our normal voice.
啊，我想告诉你，这是一个非常特别的效果。
Okay, now let's go on to look at the prelude to this play.
让我们先来看看这个剧的前奏
yeah, 前奏 So verse 1 And he said, Jesus said to them Truly I say to you, there are some standing here Who will not taste death Until they see the kingdom of God After it has come with power
这个马可的九章第一节说耶稣又对他们说我实在告诉你们站在这里的人有人在没尝死味以前必要看见神的国大有能力临到
So what Jesus is saying He was saying to his disciple
耶稣在这里告诉他的门徒什么
He said I'm going to show you a play
我给你有一个这个舞台剧
But by definition a play is not the real thing right
这个舞台剧不是一个真的事情
真事情啊只是一个 It's just a preview of the real thing
是一个
预言
预言
So but I tell you that Some of you before you die You will experience that power
你们谁在死的时候呢会有
死之前
有这样一个非常大的能力
So immediately we see that this play is about the kingdom of God
你可以看到这个是神的国
That's why I call it the kingdom theater You see
所以把这个称为天国的剧场
And at the very center of this kingdom theater is Jesus
这个天国的剧场非常中心的呢是耶稣
He is both the leading actor as well as the director of the show
他不仅是这个主角而且是这个导演
Yeah, so I want you to think about who is Jesus and for what has he come?
我想让你们想耶稣到底是谁他是来干什么
Now this is the question that Mark has been asking and answering throughout the whole gospel
这是马可要问的问题在整个
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁
Let me give you the answer
我给你答案
Jesus is the king
耶稣是君王
All right. So this story is about King Jesus having a transfiguration.
这个故事呢是关于耶稣是君王和登山变相。
It's the return of the king. Okay.
他这个
是君王的回归回来。Yeah.
君王。
All right. There you go. Let's begin with the story. The first phrase of the story and after 6 days.
这个故事的第一个呢我们看到过了六天
Now I tell you You know when you read the Bible story You got to know that the most important words are always in the beginning
当你们读圣经的时候呢最重要的都是在这个圣经的前面
I bet when you read that You just read it And then you just keep reading Right
我想你可能读了就是读了
But you have to know This is the most important hints That Mark is giving us about this play After 6 days
我想马可在这里说六天是非常重要的一件事情
Okay, so what day is it after 6 days?
我们说过了六天以后是什么呢 是什么
7th day, right?
是第七天
7th day is a very important day in the Bible
第七天在圣经中是非常重要的。
Why? What was seven day famous for?
Sabbath.
Sabbath, right?
是安息日。
It's a day of rest.
是安息了的日子。
After God created the world in six days,
上帝在创造天地第六天以后
He set it apart on the seventh day. He rested.
第七天他安息了。
Okay, so keep in mind this Sabbath day is the seventh day.
让我们记住这个第七日。
Alright, now let me ask you, what other famous seventh day can you think of from the Bible? That's one more very famous seventh day.
你们知道圣经中最有名的第七天是什么吗？
Other than the Sabbath, you think about a Bible story, something marvelous happened on the seventh day?
第七天发生了什么呢？
What does that remind you of? What does that remind you of? Jericho, yes, thank you.
Jericho, Jericho.
So Joshua was leading Israelite into the land. They crossed the Jordan and they have to get into this great city called Jericho.
过了约旦河到了耶利哥。
So how are they going to conquer Jericho?
怎么样呢？关于耶利哥。
And Jesus, God said, you don't have to fight anything. You just walk around the city once a day for 6 days.
上帝告诉他们说，你们不需要打什么仗，只需要围绕耶利哥城每天转一次。
Then on the seventh day,
到了第七天
you go around it 7 times.
你转七到了第七天呢，你围绕耶利哥城转七次。
And you shouted,
就喊。
And the whole thing will collapse.
所有的都要围绕。
That's exactly what happened.
这就是这个第七天耶利哥城。
So Marco, this play is a 7 day play after 6 days.
马可在这里说到，过了六天之后。
So what do we know about this day at this play?
我们知道这一天是什么呢？在这个剧中。
This play is about conquest and victory.
这是关于征服胜利。
And this play is also about return to the Sabbath.
而且呢，这第七天叫回归安息。
Do you see what Mark is telling us? You know, Jesus is going to do this for us, right?
马可要告诉我们说呢，耶稣要做这些事情。
The king is going to come and claim victory for us, his people.
君王呢要来征服，而且胜利，让我们归回。
And the king will bring us back to God, to Sabbath, to true rest.
上帝呢要把我们带回他的安息。
That's what the story is going to be.
这是这个故事要告诉我们。
And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain.
过了六天，耶稣带彼得、雅各、约翰。上暗暗的上了高山。
Now mountain is a very special place in the Old Testament.
在旧约中，高山是一个非常特别
的地方。It is where you meet God.
他们可以在这里亲自的与神见
面。Where God revealed Himself to His people on high up in the mountain.
这个上帝呢，也是在山上把他自己启示。
So you're expecting great things from here.
你可能会想，这后面会有非常重要的。
After 6 days, Jesus took with Him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain.
过了六日呢，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰暗暗的上了高山。
那 what did you think about when you read this?
当你读了这个，你会想到什么呢？
You think about nothing.
你可能什么也没想到。
Because we're not Jew. You understand?
因为你不是犹太人。
But if you are Jew, when you read this opening line, you was like, that remind me of something else.
如果你不是犹太人，你读了这个呢，你可能会觉得什么也没有。
Yeah. Have you seen this movie?
你看过这个？
Yeah, this King Kong, right? Now this King Kong movie came out in 2005.
这个电影呢叫 King Kong 是2005年出来的。
对。Have you seen this one?
你看到过这个吗？
This all, no, you, there's no way you have seen this one. This one is the original King Kong.
这是原始的这个。
This one came out in 1931.
是1931年
yeah. So you see how you know the Hollywood always have remake of old movies, right?
这个好莱坞总是把一些旧的这个电影呢重新编。
As it turns out, this is also a remake. You know, this is also a remake.
这也是一个这个重新制作。
So when Jesus took 3 young men up to the mountain, it was a remake.
耶稣带着三个这个门徒上了高山，也是这个一个重演。
Remake from the Old Testament.
从这个旧约。
Exodus 24, Moses led 3 young men, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu up into the mountain.
在出埃及记24章第9节，摩西带领着这个亚伦、拿达、亚比户上了山。
So without a doubt, this story is about Jesus and Moses.
这个故事呢是看这个摩西和耶稣。
So later Moses appeared too and talking with Jesus.
这个
Yeah,
他们这个出现，然后谈论耶稣。
So Mark wants you to think about a comparison between Jesus and Moses.
马可在这里呢要比较耶稣和摩西。
So Mark wants to ask the question: Is Jesus less than Moses, equal to Moses, or greater than Moses?
马可要问耶稣是小于耶稣，小于摩西，还是等于，还是大于
？So what's the answer?
什么样是
greater? There's no comparison, right?
是伟大的，是没有办法。
You see verse 4, and there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus, and a voice said, "This is my beloved son, listen to him."
马可福音9章4节，然后呢，以利亚、摩西向他们显现，并且和耶稣说话，有声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
See, Moses was a servant in God's house.
摩西呢，是在神的家里。
But Jesus is uniquely God's son.
耶稣呢是神的独生爱子。
Jesus is far greater than Moses.
耶稣远远大于摩西。
In fact, I should strain this to so small, you know?
我们可以把这个放得很小。
And that doesn't do just as if Jesus just win against Moses 1-0, you know?
耶稣呢是非常的伟大。
But Jesus is so much greater than Moses.
是远远大于摩西。
So we want to ask ourselves, if we know something about Moses, then what does this story tell us about Jesus?
让我们看看这个故事呢是告诉我们耶稣是什么。
So we know the Jews, the original audience, will know that Moses is an Old Testament prophet and deliverer.
我们知道旧约里摩西是这个旧约里的先知和拯救者。
And if Jesus is far greater than Moses, then that makes Jesus a greater, Moses a greater prophet.
而耶稣在这里呢是比摩西更伟大的先知。
He is a greater prophet than Moses.
他是一个伟大的先知，远远大于摩西。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书第一章。
Long ago, and many times, and in many ways, God spoke to our father by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在末世借着他的儿子晓谕我。
You see, Moses was one of the prophets.
你看这个摩西呢，就是说是这个一个先知，
其中一个先知，
其中一个先知。
Yeah. He was one of the many great prophets.
他是一个伟大先知中的。
And he had very high status.
他具有非常高的地位。
Then when Jesus showed up,
当耶稣显现的时候
，What happened to Moses?
对摩西来说发生了什么呢
？Moses meant nothing.
摩西意味着什么也没有。
Jesus meant everything.
耶稣意味着所有的一切。
Let me give you an analogy.You know, it's like you go back to your home at night.
你晚上回到家里面。
And it's very dark.
非常的黑。
So you turn on the light.
你打开灯。
Oh, so turn on a lot of the light bulbs in your house are all broken.
你如果打开所有的灯，然后呢，
有很多都坏掉了。
很多。
But there was one small one that was still on, so you turn it on.
只有一个很小小的灯，然后呢，你打开亮了。
Even though it's not very powerful.
虽然不是很亮。
But the room suddenly feel you can see, right?
但至少房间里你可以看见。
And you say, how precious is this light?
你就会非常的感恩有这么小的亮光。
Then you fell asleep. 你睡觉。
然后你就睡觉。
The next day when you get up,
第二天你起来了。
It was a day like today.
这个天就像这个
今天 It's so bright the sun and so hot
非常的明亮非常的热
You don't even remember you turn on that light You understand what I mean?
你都忘了你开
Because your room is so bright that you don't even remember that you turn on the light
因为外面太亮了所以你都很难记起来开了那个
I tell you that's the comparison of Moses and Jesus
这就是我们拿这个可以来比摩西和耶稣
Moses is like a small light bulb
摩西就像一个非常小的
Jesus is the sun
耶稣就像那个太阳
Who cares about a light bulb when the sun rose up
当太阳升起的时候，谁还在乎这一些呢？
Jesus is not only a greater prophet, he is the ultimate prophet.
耶稣不仅是一个伟大的先知，而且是终极的上帝的代言人。
He is the ultimate voice from God.
他是一个终极的上帝的声音。
So look at the application. This is my beloved son. You must listen to him.
看看这一句讲到说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他的。
You know how important this phrase is?
你知道这句话有多
重要吗? You must listen to him.
你们要听他吗?
Dear brother and sister,
亲爱的,
every day when you live in this world,
每天你生活在
这世界, there are many, many voices.
有非常非常多的声音。
Do you know they used to think about how many thousands of advertisements you are going to watch every day?
有成千上万的广告, 要来让你看。
Is that many? Are you sure it's that many?
你肯定吗？有很多吗？
You see, there are so many voices that you are absorbing each day without even recognizing that you are hearing those voices.
有非常多的这种声音来吸引你，甚至很难。
And they function as a substitute to the voice of God, right? 它取代神。
对，
这些声音。
这些东西取代了你对上帝。
Last week, I picked up a magazine.
上个星期我拿了一个杂志。
And at the back, they have the big advertisement, right?
在背面呢有很大的一个广告。
It's like good news.
他写的好消息。
I was like, wow, is this a Christian magazine?
他说我想这是基督徒的杂志吗？
As it turned out, it is a car advertisement.
当我看了以后呢，是一个车的这个广告。
Good news.
好消息
，You have been upgraded. 你升级了。
Yeah, 你升级。
You can now with the same price purchase this upgraded version of our car.
你可以用同样的价格买的这个升级。
There's so many voices around us.
非常多的声音。
And to be true, we listen to them.
我们可能在听这一些。
You know, when the new gadgets coming out, we read an article of review and all this thing.
我们会读很多很多这样的新的这种文章和。
You know, have you got a chance to watch those Apple advertisement about iPad and iPhone?
你们有没有机会读一些广告关于这个
苹果电脑？
苹果的这个。
iPad, iPhone. It's funny. It's like it's those engineers, those marketing people, and they shoot a video look like really cool and all that. And what are they trying to sell you?
这些工程师呢，他们非常有意义，他们就有意思做这些东西，要让。
And in the every time they want to tell you that this thing is going to change your life.
而他会告诉你说，这个广告会告诉你说，这些东西能改变你。
Now you know that's a lie, right? You know, all they care that this thing is going to change their life because you are going to spend money and they will get rich. You know? But it's not going to change your life.
这些东西呢，不是说是改变你的生活。
But yet we listen to those things, isn't it?
而是你它改变你的生活。
And at different stages of our life, we listen to different voices.
我们会听到很多不同的声音。
When your colleague come around to talk to you about career progression, you listen.
而
你的同事来跟你说你要怎么样怎么样你才可以升级你会听他所说的 And when you open New York Times look at the finance section you worry about the economy
而当你打开纽约时报看这个经济的时候你会担心这个经济
And someday when you get older
或许一天你老了
You will listen to those voices about how to keep yourself healthy
你会听到一些说关于你怎么样保持你的健康
You have to eat this and eat that and avoid this and that
你必须要吃这个避免那个
You listen to all these things
你总是听到这些事情
But do we listen to Jesus?
而我们有没有
Do we listen to Jesus?
我们有没有听耶稣基督
Is anyone here actually believe that this hour that we're spending here you listen to me actually is the highlight of your week?
而你有没有就是说花这样的时间来这里听我讲
或者是你听我讲的时候你会觉得这个是你这个礼拜最重要的那一个小时 You don't think about that, right? You think I'm just going to endure him for another 30 minutes I'm going to go home and forget about all this stuff
或许你只是说我听30分钟就回家忘了这些
The truth is that I mean seriously this hour is probably the most important and useful and fruitful hour of your entire week but you don't think so
或许这半个小时是你最重要愿意看这个足球的一个半个小时。
Yeah. It's not about me speaking, it's about Jesus speaking.
而不是说是我，而是耶稣来。
Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come, and repent and believe in the gospel."
啊，马可福音一章十五节讲到说，日期满了。神的国近了，你们当悔改。
Now this is the message not only for the people who have not believed in Jesus.
这个是讲这些对这个还没有认识。
不单只是对于那些还没有认识耶稣的。They also is a message for us because even you become a Christian as you follow Jesus, every day you're turning away from this world to believe in the gospel.
这也是对我们讲的，我们每天的生活都是要，就是说来到神的面前来悔改归向。
You have to stop believing that your upgraded car is your good news.
你不能再想说那个升级的车是这个是对你是好的消息。
You have to stop believing that if your kids can get into a certain school, then that is good news.
你也不是说我的孩子进了什么好的学校是我这个。是对我来讲是一个好的消息。
You know, one time I was in this medical clinic. I was borrowing my friend's space for office.
有一天这个
我在我的 office 里面是一个这个诊所在诊所我朋友的诊所。
在朋友的诊所。
Then suddenly on the hallway, I heard a lady. You know, one of the lady who worked there. You know.
我听到一个在那里工作的妇女。
And she was talking to her daughter over the phone.
她在跟她的女儿谈话。
Now you have to know this is lady speak Chinese most of the time, right?
她这个女的呢，都是在讲中文。
But suddenly she burst into, "Oh my God, oh my God!" You know.
她有的时候会说讲到我的神，我的神。
不是 my God, 这是 oh my God. Yeah, yeah. 这不是到的我的神，就是说，哎呀，大家。Anyway, she say, "Oh my God, oh my God, mommy loves you, mommy loves you."
说妈妈爱你。
And she feel like.She had just, I thought, wow, you know, you hit the lottery or what, you know?
那个，她好像得了这个。
中彩。对 ，and then she go around telling everybody, my daughter got into UPenn, my daughter got into UPenn.
她告诉每一个人说她的女儿上了 UPenn.
And I thought in my heart, 我在心里面想。
她在想。
And I thought that lady need the gospel.
这个女的真的需要福音。
She need to know what is truly good news.
她需要知道什么是真正的好。
Because those are not good news. Jesus is good news.
不是说那学校是好的消息，而是耶稣基督是好消息。
Jesus is not only the Old Testament prophet. He is also a great prophet, the ultimate deliverer.
耶稣不仅是终极的上帝的代言人，也是终极的拯救者和救赎者。
How did Jesus save us?
耶稣是怎样救赎我们的呢？
Let's keep looking. Keep reading. Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up the mountain, and he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white as no one on earth could bleach them.
九章二节说，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各。上了高山，就在他们面前变了形象，衣服放光，极其洁白。地上漂布的，没有一个能漂得那样白。
Jesus gave them a preview of something great.
耶稣呢，在他们面前呢，给了一个预演的一个什么伟大的。
What is the preview about?
这个预演的是什么呢
？You see, do you notice that even after Jesus transfigured, they can still recognize Jesus?
你们想想，耶稣变了以后呢，他们还能认出
？Right. It seems that the only thing that have changed Jesus is not like he become bigger or smaller, but rather that he just have very brilliantly bright white clothes.
不是说耶稣变得非常大、非常小，而是说这个衣服呢变得非常的洁白。
That's the only thing that have happened to him.
这是唯一的事情。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢
？Some people, some theologians say, you see, here in the mountain, Jesus was actually fully God, fully man, right?
也许医学神学家说，耶稣在山上是百分之百的人和百分之百的。
And then he took off his flesh and he revealed God's deity, God's holiness.
他们或许说，把这个人性的东西脱了以后，就彰显了完全的。
That's how most people interpret this text.
或许有些人就是这样解释这个。
I tell you it's not right.
我告诉你不是这样的。
Because if you remember in Isaiah chapter 6.
你或许记得以赛亚书第六章。
Yeah, Isaiah, you know, was in the temple and God revealed his glory and Isaiah bowed down.
当这个神在圣殿里向以赛亚显现的时候，以赛亚伏在地。
Isaiah could not look at God face to face. Do you understand?
以赛亚 不能面对面的看。
Because if Isaiah saw God, he will literally go blind.
啊，如果以赛亚看到神，他就会整个瞎了。
Here Jesus is very bright, but he's not bright to a point that it will kill your eyes.
而耶稣非常的在这里，耶稣非常的这个发光，但洁白，但是不能够使。不会使你的眼睛看
到。 So exactly what kind of glory is Jesus revealing?
而这里我们看到是上耶稣什么样的荣耀，
到底是什么样的荣耀。 Right? And let me suggest that it's the glory of his resurrection.
我给你们建议就是说，这里是耶稣复活的荣耀的预言。
The glory of his resurrection.
是他复活的荣耀。
How do I know? Mark chapter 16.
我怎么知道呢？让我们看马可福音。
And very early on the first day of the week, the women went to the tomb, and they saw a young man, an angel, what dressed in what? White robe.
而马可福音十六章二节，七日的第一日清早，妇女们来到坟墓那里，看见一个少年人，天使穿着白袍。
The angel dressed in white robe.
天使呢穿着白色的衣服。
Matthew chapter 28, the angel's appearance was what? Like lightning, and his clothing white as snow.
而马太福音二十八章三节，天使的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。
So do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我讲什么吗？
As it turned out, brilliantly white is the color of resurrection day.
而这个变成洁白如雪，这是复活的复活节的这个颜色。
复活节穿衣服就要穿这个颜色的。
复活节的颜色。
It's like if you have Chinese New Year, what color should you be wearing? Red, right? If you go to someone's funeral, what color should you be wearing? White or black, right? And on Resurrection Day, everybody should wear white. I mean.Brilliantly white.
就像我们中国的新年穿红色的衣服，你去参加葬礼穿黑色的、白色的。
那
复活节呢？ Yeah. 我们说穿洁白的衣服。
Now some of you may say that, well, aren't all angels wearing white?
或许你们是认为天使都是白色的。
You say, I mean, this is all our TV, our media. But the Bible never say that angels wear white. They only wear white on Resurrection Day.
而不是说这个，你们认为在一些电视 media 这个新闻里都讲到说这个天使是白的，圣经里呢只有在马可福音讲到复活的时候，
对，
天使穿的是白的。
Yeah. So Jesus' transfiguration was showing them a glory of his resurrection.
耶稣变了形象呢，就是展示了他这个复活的这个
勇往点。Are you sure? You say?
你肯定吗？
I'm sure.
我肯定。
You listen to Jesus' conversation with his disciples on the way down the mountain.
而这个我们看马可福音的九章九节，在下山的时候呢，耶稣吩咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将看见。”
So Jesus was talking to them about what risen from the dead, right?
你知道他们讲的是什么吗
？But they don't understand.
他们不明白。
So Jesus, the implication is that what Jesus was revealing up in the mountain was about his resurrection.
耶稣在山上呢，给他们预言了复活的这个荣耀。
Jesus wants to tell them that this is how he will become our deliverer through his death and his resurrection.
这是耶稣要告诉我们，他是怎样来拯救我们从。这个复活，
受死
复活，
到复活。Chapter 8, verse 31, and Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elder and the chief priest and the scribe and be killed, and after 3 days he will rise again. That is how he's going to save us.
而八章三十一节讲到，耶稣说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长、文士弃绝。并且被杀，过三天复活，这是他如何拯救我们。
And let's keep reading. And here, up in the mountain, we see Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus.
好，让我们继续来读。我们看到摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话。
They appear in glory and spoke of Jesus' departure.
他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事。
As it turns out, this word is probably better translated as Exodus.
好，或许我们应该把这句话翻得更好一点，叫出埃及。
So what? I mean, 在那个希腊文里面是出埃及。
在希腊文里应该翻成。
So what this verse is saying is that just as Moses rescued the Israelites from Egypt, Jesus himself will rescue his people for bondage.
而就像摩西在出埃及这个拯救以色列子民从这个埃及的奴役里一样，耶稣呢拯救我们。
If you remember how Moses rescued Israelites from Egypt.
如果你还记得话，出埃及摩西是怎样拯救以色列的？
There are two very important events.
这是一个非常重要的。
One is about the tenth plague. 第十个。The tenth plague. 第十的灾难。第十灾。
十灾。
And remember that God, in rescuing Israelites, going to send the angel of death and kill off every firstborn in Egypt.
这个神这个差派天使呢杀了所有的这个埃及的人。
And Israelites were exempted from this.
而这个以色列人呢就是说免除了这些事。
How?
为什么呢
?On the night when it happened, they have to kill a lamb and put the blood of the lamb on their doorposts.
他们杀了犹太人杀了这个羔羊，然后把羔羊的血涂在门楣上。
In the New Testament, Jesus became the Lamb of God, isn't it?
在新约里面，耶稣是神的羔羊。
He became the greater Moses who shed his own blood that we may be saved.
他像伟大的，他比摩西更伟大，他流了他自己的血为了我们的罪。
There's another very important event in Exodus.
在出埃及中更重要的一件事。
What is that?
这是什么呢
？You know, this is not a Korean trip. You know, this is about the crossing of the Red Sea.
这是他们渡过红海。
You remember that they were escaping the Egyptian, and then they come to a place with the river, with the Red Sea that they could not cross.
而当这个埃及人来的时候呢，这个他们。不能渡过这个红海
yeah. And God asked Moses to just step into the water with his rod, right?
而这个上帝呢，叫摩西把杖伸到红海里。
And what happened when he got there? It split open and Israel crossed in dry land.
而当那个摩西伸杖的时候呢，红海就变干了，他们渡红海如。
But Jesus is the greater Moses.
耶稣是这个。伟大的
you remember when Jesus stepped into Jordan River to be baptized, what happened?
你们记得耶稣这个踩到约旦河里水的受洗的时候吗？
Remember Jesus baptized? When he stepped into the water, what happened? The water split open?
耶稣这个脚踩到约旦河的时候是那个水分开了吗？
No.
不是。
啊？Something greater split open. The heavens split open. You see?
天开了。
You see, like you say, wait, nothing happened. No, look up. The heavens open.
你们往上
看。Something greater.
天开了。
Do you see what is going on? Jesus is the greater Moses.
你们看这个耶稣为什么是。
And he's going to save us from sin. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin.
马太福音一章二十节你要给他起名叫耶稣因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救
Jesus will become the Lamb of God to wash away our sin
而耶稣成了神的羔羊洗
And if you open the way to heaven, that we can return to God, be reconciled with Him.
他打开了这个天上的门。
And in Matthew chapter 5 says this, do not think that, Jesus said that, do not think that I have come to abolish the law and the prophet. I have come to, not to abolish them, but to fulfill them all.
马太福音五章十七节说，莫想我来废掉律法和先知。我来不是废掉，乃是要成就。
You know there is a nicer way to even. I mean, there's a likelier way to rewrite this to this. That do not think that I have come to abolish Moses and Elijah. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
如果我们换成这样的读法，我莫想要来废掉摩西和以利亚。我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
Because Moses is the one who wrote the law.
摩西呢写了律法。
And Elijah is one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament, you see?
以利亚也是旧约伟大的先知。
And Jesus said that I come to fulfill everything that has been written in the Old Testament.
我来是要成就这些旧约的这些。
I want you to imagine Moses and Elijah and Jesus talking up in the mountain.
你可以想象摩西和以利亚在山上谈论耶稣。
跟耶稣一起 yeah. And they were looking at the clock.
他们看着这个表
He said, Jesus, it's about time.
他告诉说耶稣这是时间了。
Is it that you think that you're going to fulfill everything we have said?
啊，这是你要成就一切的时间了。
We have said that you have to die.
啊，我们说这是你要受死的时间了。
What are you waiting for? It's time.
啊，你在等什么呢？这是你的时间了。
So do you see what's going on? Jesus is going to come down the mountain. He will head out to Jerusalem to be crucified.
而耶稣呢？就要下山到耶路撒冷受死。
And he know that because this is what he have come for.
这是他知道说他要来的目的。
And Jesus began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected, be killed, and on the third day he will rise. That is what he have come for.
耶稣说人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长、文士弃绝。被杀过三天复活，这就是他要来的。
He have come to be crucified, but he did not just die. He will rose. He will rise again. This is supposed to be empty tomb.
而耶稣不仅是受死，受死在十字架，而且埋葬。最重要的是复活。
His resurrection will give us hope.
他从死里复活给予我们希望。
What did he do after he resurrected?
而他复活以后做什么呢
？You have to keep reading. And there appear.To them, Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus.
忽然有以利亚同摩西向他们显现，并对耶稣说话。
So now Jesus is being compared to Elijah.
耶稣和以利亚相比呢？
And it's very interesting. At the end of the story, they say the disciple asked Jesus, "Why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?"
在最后一节这里说，门徒说。文士为什么说以利亚必须先来？
Now you know Elijah is special, right?
你知道以利亚。
In the Old Testament, he was one of the two guys who never died.
以利亚在旧约里面是两个从来没有见到死的人。
He was taken up to the heaven.
他被取升上天。
You know, so there was this rumor in the Jewish tradition that before the Messiah comes, Elijah will return as a general to open the back.
犹太人都知道这样一个事情，就是说弥赛亚来之前呢，以利亚先来。
So all of them are waiting for Elijah to come. 他们在等待以利亚来临。
以利亚来。
But look at what Jesus said, and he said to them, Elijah does come first to restore all things, but I tell you that Elijah has.Already come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as is written of him.
耶稣说，以利亚固然先来复兴万事。我告诉你们，以利亚已经来了。他们任意的待杀害他，正如经上。
Now who is this Elijah that Jesus is talking about? Jesus said Elijah already come.
耶稣在这里讲的以利亚是谁呢
？Who? John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin.
施洗约翰，耶稣的。
John has a very interesting costume. He is clothed with camel's hair. He rolls a bell.
施洗约翰穿的非常的特别，他是穿着骆驼毛的衣服，雕塑皮带。
Because Elijah wore the same thing.
因为呢，以利亚穿的是同样的衣服。
So John the Baptist is actually the Elijah.
这个施洗约翰的装束呢，就像以利亚。
So on the surface, we're comparing Jesus with Elijah.
这个我们看耶稣跟以利亚的比。
But in reality, we're comparing Jesus to who? John the Baptist.
就是相对于是施洗约翰。
Because Elijah already came, and that's John the Baptist.
这个以利亚已经来到是指施洗约翰已经来到。
So now this is the equation. Is Jesus smaller, equal, or greater than John the Baptist?
耶稣跟施洗约翰相比是怎么样呢？
Jesus is greater.
耶稣远远大于
And John preached saying, After me comes one who is mightier than I, a strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to stoop down and untie.
在这个一章七节讲到约翰说有一位在我以后来的能力比我更大我就是弯腰给他解鞋带也不配
Jesus is greater than John the Baptist.
耶稣远远大于施洗约翰
Far greater than John the Baptist.
远远大于
How, what's the difference?
有什么不同呢
John preached saying, After me comes the one mightier than I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
约翰说，有一位后来比我能力更大了，然后我是用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵。
See, the water and the Holy Spirit are so far different.
这个用水的洗和圣灵的洗有远远的。
One is a toy car.
一个就像这个
玩具车 The other one is a real car
另外一个就像一个真的
You know what John is doing?
你知道约翰做什么？
John said, "You come, you guys line up."
啊，约翰说你们来了，你们排队。
And everyone will get a car.
啊，你们要得一部车。
And when you come to him.
啊，你来到他这里。
He give you a toy car.
他给你一个玩具车。
I say, "What are you doing, John?"
你在做什么呢，约翰？
And John said, "Don't worry."
约翰说不要。
My boss is coming.
我的老板来。
He gets the new cars ready.
他会给你一个新的车。
You take this toy car, go to him, and he will give you the real car.
啊，你拿着这个玩具车去找他。
And that's the difference. That's the difference between John and Jesus.
这就是约翰与耶稣不同。
Elijah or John the Baptist here is the supporting actor. Jesus is the far greater John the Baptist.
而这个耶稣的洗礼远远大于不同于约翰的
洗礼。Jesus is ultimate baptizer. He baptizes with the Spirit.
耶稣是终极的圣灵的施洗者。
So even though none of us here were baptized by Jesus, in a way we are all baptized by Jesus. Do you understand? 虽然我们这里没有一个人是耶稣为我们受洗的，但是从另外一个角度来说，耶稣为我们每一个人受洗，因为他用圣灵来跟我们受洗。I want to bring you back to the first baptism of Jesus.
好，我让你们来看耶稣受洗的这。
Jesus' whole ministry is inseparable from Holy Spirit.
而耶稣在这里讲到，就是说这个
耶稣这一生的事工跟圣灵分不开。Yeah. So in in chapter 1 verse 10, and when Jesus came up out of the water, immediately saw the heavens opening and Spirit descending upon him like a dove.
在马可福音一章十节，耶稣从水里一上来就看见天裂了。
It's like before you go out to play a match of welcome.
而如果你们去看这个，
你去打这个
打这个
球赛，世界杯，
世界杯
，You need some Gatorade, you understand? So Jesus was going to embark on this three-year journey on earth to do his powerful ministry.
而耶稣这三年呢，去做他的这个伟大的事工。
He had to have some Gatorade, right?
他必须要有。
And Jesus' power is the Spirit's power.
耶稣的能力呢是圣灵。
And at that time, a voice from heaven said, "You are my beloved son. I am well pleased."
在那时候呢，就是说天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜。
Does that sound similar? I mean, sound familiar?
这个声音我们很熟悉。
Where else you heard about this voice that this is my beloved son? Today, in this sermon, right? You see? And there was a cloud overshadowed them, and the voice came out of the cloud and said, "This is my beloved son." The special sound effect.
这个跟我们今天的这个讲道是出现的同样的，是相比的说，这是我的爱子，你们要听。
So the first time when Jesus was drinking his Gatorade, there's a voice saying, "He's my beloved son."
而这个在第一次呢，我们可以看到说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And now here we heard his beloved son again, but where is the Gatorade? Where is the Spirit?
而我们在这里又看到说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他的。
但是在这里的时候，就说前面讲到爱子的时候，有讲到圣灵，圣灵来为耶稣加油。现在在这里，我们有没有办法看到圣灵呢？圣灵到底在哪里呢？ As it turns out, the Spirit is in the cloud, right? The cloud, remember? We have our props.
这个圣灵呢，我们在这里看到的是云彩。
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
In Numbers 11 in the Old Testament, the Lord came down in the cloud and the Lord sent his Spirit upon his people.
民数记的11章25节，耶和华在云中降临，对摩西说，把降你他身上的灵分给70个。
So do you see what's going on here when there is a cloud overshadowing? What's this cloud doing?
我们可以看到说这个云在这个云在这个在这里。
Yeah, 那个云到底是它的作用在哪？ As it turns out, Jesus is getting a mid-air refill.
而这个耶稣在这里呢，得到这个圣灵的再充满。
A mid-air refill, he is being refilled by the Holy Spirit.
他再被这个圣灵充满。
You know, we people who live in Pennsylvania.
我们呢生活在宾州。
We love to go to New Jersey.
我们喜欢到。
You know why you like to go to New Jersey?
为什么呢？
加油 exactly because they have cheap gas right
因为新泽西那的油汽油便宜
like every time when I fill up in Pennsylvania I just think about maybe I don't fill up maybe $5 maybe $10 see how long I can last right right 就是每一次我在这里在宾州加油都会想可能五块十块要等下一次看有时几次可以去 New Jersey once I get to New Jersey I'm so happy they say how much you want fill it all up
如果到了这个新泽西呢我会非常高兴告诉他们加满车里的油
And that's what Jesus was doing
这是耶稣所
He was filling it up
他这个被圣灵充满
You know because Jesus is running a race
耶稣在跑一个竞赛
He's running a race that he will fill up so that he can go to the cross
耶稣被圣灵充满然后可以去
But Jesus' destination is not the cross
耶稣的终点不是十字架
Through it for he will rise up
他的这个终点是要复活
And then he ascended into heaven
而他然后这个被接升天
So do you see that when he was beginning his 3-year ministry he took a sip of the Gatorade
而耶稣在地上三年的这个事工
But now it's crunch time because he's going up to the cross
现在是上十字架
He's going all the way
他去、这个、
So the cloud comes in and fill him all up
这个云彩降临，这个圣灵充满。
So Jesus zoomed through the cross and all the way up to heaven.
耶稣被圣灵充满。
God, that is our gospel, isn't it?
这是圣
灵。And see what happened when Jesus reached heaven.
耶稣上升。
He, yeah,
到天。
他发生什么事情？ And being exalted at the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out the Holy Spirit upon that you and your son are seeing and hearing.
使徒行状二章三十三节说，他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
So if people ask you, what is the gospel?
你们说这个福音是什么？
And you can answer it easier, just Jesus died for me on the cross. Okay.
你或许说简单的说这个耶稣死在。
But if you want to have a more complete answer,
你如果想要更详细复杂的
回答 This is the gospel.
这是福音。
The gospel is the King of Heaven came down on earth to be born like a baby.
而这个就是天国的君王降生。像个
成为人 yeah. And then when he was 30 years old, he took a sip of the Gatorade and he ran through this while doing miracle and teaching about the kingdom of God.
在三年多的时间里，耶稣做这个神的施工在地上。
And then a few days before he was to go to Jerusalem to accomplish salvation for to die blood on the cross, he took a full sip, full tank of Gatorade, and then he went to the cross up to back to heaven, and then he poured down the Holy Spirit upon this world.
耶稣呢就是说在三年半的施工以后呢上了十字架然后呢被接升天然后就像这个圣灵从这个天上降下
在他上十字架之前的几天他有圣灵再次一次完全充满他以致他可以上十字架不单止这样跟高升上了上天然后把圣灵降在我们的当中And this is like spring rain. You know what spring rain is?
这就像春雨一样。
It's like we are all dry land. We need the spring rain.
我们像这个干渴的地。
And this spring rain will give us life.
这个春雨会给我们生命。
Okay, you now go back to verse 1. And Jesus said that, you know, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste that until they see the kingdom of God come with power.
让我们回到第一节看到说耶稣说我实在告诉你们站在这里有人在没尝死味以前必要看到神的国大有能力
He said one day you guys you know will experience the kingdom of God with power
他告诉我们说你们有一天会看这个神的国大有能力
What does he mean?
这是什么意思
He said I look at you guys these 12 disciples you all look like you're dead 我看着你们这十二个门徒，你们看着死死的 ，right? And Jesus had been trying to teach them of the kingdom of God.
耶稣试着要告诉他们。
Do they understand?
他们明白吗
？They don't.
他们没有。
That's why the three disciples when they're up there, they're like, "What's going on?" They're afraid. They don't know what Jesus was showing them.
就像三个门徒上了山，耶稣告诉了他们，他们并不明白一样。
And you know, remember a couple of months ago, I talked about Peter following Jesus.
啊，记得几个月前这个彼得。这个跟耶稣的这个、
And Peter, when Jesus said, "I'm going to the cross," Peter said, "No way, you're not going to the cross."
而当这个耶稣告诉彼得说我要上十字架，耶稣说，这个彼得说不行。
And what did Jesus say to Peter?
耶稣对彼得说什么呢
？Thank you for your concern.
而谢谢你的担心。
No, he said, "Get out of way, get away from me, you Satan."
他说离开我，他说魔鬼离开。
Because Peter was not seeking the kingdom of God. Peter was all about his pocket, his investment.
而这个彼得呢，想的总是地上的事，想到他自己的这个财富。
Peter does not understand the kingdom of God. Peter has not seen the kingdom of God with power.
而这个彼得呢，他根本不明白，而且他。
没有经历过，
没有经历
过神国。Have you seen this picture before?
你们看到过这个
？You know, in the Old Testament, this you know, Ezekiel 37, there is a picture of the valley of dry bones.
而这个以西结这个讲到，就是说这个
you know, 就
这个干
骨头，全部都是骨头。God showed Israel, you know, Ezekiel this picture, and Ezekiel said, "How are this going dry bone going to rise up and live again?"
而这个以西结先知说，这些死的死骨怎么样能够复活呢
？And the answer is the Spirit of God.
而回答是说，这个圣灵。
When Jesus has risen to heaven and poured out the Holy Spirit, think about all the disciples. Their lives are changed, transformed, never the same.
而当我们想到圣灵降临的时候，这些门徒接受圣灵以后的整个生命的改变。
Do you think about Peter? He was such a coward.
而你们想没想到这个彼得他是怎样的一个改变？
他是一个懦夫。Yeah, he was a coward. He disowned Jesus 3 times.
他就是三次拒绝主。
And when he was following Jesus for the money and for the power.
而他跟随耶稣是为了钱财和能力。
But what happened to Peter after he had received the Holy Spirit?
而当彼得接受圣灵的时候怎么样呢
？He became a madman.
而他成为一个。
疯子 He stood up and he preached the sermon of his life.
他用他的一生来传讲。
He was arrested and he was imprisoned for Jesus' sake and he doesn't care a bit.
而他被这个被抓被关，他不在乎这些。
And that's what the kingdom of God is about.
这是神的国所。
That when our lives are hit by the kingdom of God, our life begins to transform.
当我们的生命被神击着的时候，我们就会发生。
We are no longer coward.
我们
就不是懦弱。Yet we are no longer centering our lives on ourselves, but we start to think about bearing testimony for Jesus.
我们不再是一个自我的为中心的生活，而是一个为耶稣做见证的生活。
That's why Jesus said that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea, Samaria, to the end of this world.
这就是这个圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
Today we are hearing this gospel because somebody already in 2000 years ago received the Holy Spirit and went out to preach this gospel to the end of the world.
今天我们看到了这个是在2000年前，这个门徒接受这个圣灵。
If the Holy Spirit has not come upon the 12 disciples, will we Chinese be hearing the gospel?
如果十二个门徒没有接受这个福音，我们今天也不可能。
But today we are beneficial, we receive the benefit of this salvation because the Holy Spirit came and transformed the life of the disciples.
我们今天接受到这样的益处，是因为那个门徒他们这个他们
得到
的生命的改变。
Yeah. Now, what has this to do with us today?
我们今天要做什么呢
？Because I think the church is like this today.
我想今天的教会就像这样。
Because I believe that even despite the fact that we have so much riches and wealth in the Western church, the church is like this today.
好，我们今天看到西方的教会虽然很富有，但是是就像这样一样。
We are continue pursuing our own ends. We are seeking money, power, and our own success. We are not seeking the kingdom of God. We need the Holy Spirit to come upon us. We must pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon us. We want to pray that God's Spirit will come into this church. To come into our own life. What's your prayer for your fellow brothers and sisters?
什么是你的祷告呢, 弟兄姊妹?
When you gather for church prayer meeting, what do you pray for?
你到教会的祷告会祷告什么呢?
You know, in most churches, it's like an organ concerto.
而在很多教会就像
Well, it doesn't make sense in Chinese. You know, organ concerto means you pray for physical organs. My eyes are hurting, my back hurting, I need to, my heart, you know, and all this stuff. I'll pray for my job.
我的工作,
my daughter is applying for this school.
我的孩子申请,
I'm negotiating to buy this house.
我怎么样来买到这个房子?
No, we should be praying for the Holy Spirit. Seriously.
我们要祷告圣灵的,
that is our one and only need, really.
这是唯一我们需要的,
that we may trust God. That we may give him all and live for him. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven. This is a hard message.
这是一个,
so difficult to understand. So complicated. But so essential to the gospel message.
这就是
It is about Jesus.
这是关于耶稣,
it is about Jesus being the greatest Moses.
这是耶稣比摩西更伟大,
he is the ultimate prophet, we must listen to him.
他是终极的, 先知和代言人,
he is also the greatest deliverer.
他是,
and he saved us through his death and resurrection.
他拯救我们从他的死亡到复活.
But even more than that, he is the greatest John the Baptist.
而他是一个, 比施洗约翰更伟大的,
he will baptize us with the Holy Spirit.
他给我们施洗是用圣灵的施洗,
and there on the mountain,
在高山上,
high up in the mountain,
高过高山,
your Spirit filled Jesus up that he may have power to run through the cross and all the way to heaven.
圣灵充满耶稣, 他就可以这个,
and his promise is that he will send down his Spirit, and his Spirit will empower your people to bear witness to your kingdom.
圣灵的应许降临在我们的身上,
and here we are.
这就是我们在这里,
we are praying for your Spirit to come again.
我们祈求你圣灵再一次的降临,
we pray for you who rule in heaven.
我们祷告,
你在 天上作王的神, you will send your Holy Spirit down to your church.
求你的圣灵降在你的教会,
that we may be dry bones no more.
我们不再像干枯的尸骨.
Lord, it's hard to understand why we are so dry bones.
主啊,我们真的不明白我们如何今天像干枯的尸骨一样。
But we can pray, we can only come and confess and repent.
主啊,让我们再一次来到你的面前悔改祷告。
Pray for your grace and mercy.
祈求你的恩典与怜悯。
Pray for you to fill us up.
祈求你充满我们。
That we may know that you are the only true God.
让我们知道你是唯一的主。
You are the only good news.
你是唯一的, 好消息。
All other good news are false news and lies.
所有的其他的好消息都是假的。
Help us to trust in your word.
让我们只有信靠你的话。
We pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.